You know who it is? Syntax and Terrific, Deep Space 5. Listen to my man Harvey Hargrove, Seek First Sports. Peace.
Greetings once again to the four corners of the earth. Coach Harv, Fred Towles here. Seek First and Towles. Shout out CHHCSGTHU. If you're not following us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, make sure you're doing so. Before we get to the men's championship game tonight, NCAA women's championship game last night, Baylor, Notre Dame, shout out to Baylor. They won that game over Notre Dame 82-81 in a pretty close matchup.
Yeah, shout out to Baylor ladies, third championship. They're on a, they're like a superpower now.
Indeed, they are, man. And when we shift now to the Final Four for the men's side, Auburn gave Virginia all they could give them. The big foul at the end. I know we're going to talk about three free throws hit, man. I know. I couldn't wait for the conversation, man. So Virginia has advanced over Auburn. I really like Auburn. I think, man, that injury hurt them bad, losing a star player. But then you go to Texas Tech and Michigan State. Same thing. Michigan State has dealt with injuries all year. That's right. Part of the reason I thought Texas Tech was going to get them, along with how Texas Tech plays. So Virginia, Texas Tech tonight, man. First, let's go Virginia versus Auburn, man. What'd you see? I was out on the baseball field. I caught bits and pieces of it. I did see the last play of the game that led to the three free throws to give Virginia the win.
Hey, it's just like anything else, right? You figure the officials are human. They see things, and sometimes they don't see things. To call a foul at the end of the game on a three-point shot, to me, is something, if I'm an official, I hold the whistle. I don't blow the whistle. Especially when I missed the double dribble on the backcourt.
And that's the hard part, man, because I didn't see the double dribble initially. I was just like, wow, how could you foul? And again, that's a point in the game. I think ended up scoring like 5 points in about 6 seconds because of how the game broke down. But
right,
even in that moment, I think as a defender, you just let them take the shot, man. Make it where you don't want to foul him and give him three free throws. But then at the end of the day, you have to shout out Kyle Guy for knocking down all three free throws, too. That's ice in the veins, man.
Well, here's the thing. Auburn all day, remember, they were closing out on a three-point shot because one place where Virginia is lethal on the offensive side of the ball is behind that three-point line. So they were closing out as best they can and contesting all day, right? We learned this in grade school. If you put a hand in someone's face,
right,
it takes their shooting percentage down by like 20-30%.
Right, points. Absolutely. So
they're 70% shooter wide open. Listen, we break it down to either 50 or 40, right? Just putting a hand in their face to contest. And that's what the young man was trying to do. He was just trying to contest. He just contested and closed out a little too aggressive at the end of the game.
That's right. And then, as you said, though, man, some stuff you catch, some stuff you don't. Tough that they missed that double dribble. And at the end of the day, for Auburn, you really feel for them. You really feel for their fans because there was a double dribble before the shot, but it got missed. Once it went up, three free throws, all three free throws hit. Virginia advances, man. Going to tonight against Texas Tech. And we'll just go to the Texas Tech game first. Texas Tech, Michigan State, same boat. I didn't see the game. I saw the highlights. That morning I went on, I really like this Texas Tech team, man. They do the little things. Every time a shot goes up, they put a body on someone, they find their man. They do a really good job of turning them over. I think Tom Izzo said before the game, if we can keep Texas Tech from turning us over, we'll have a right, good chance to win the game. They lost by 10 points, man.
I mean, it's going to happen every once in a while. This is probably – I mean, here's the thing. This NCAA tournament has shown us one thing. It has shown you is that talent doesn't always win.
Facts.
You can have the best talent in the world. All the talented teams, all of those top players, all of those guys are going to be sitting at home watching this game tonight.
Right.
No disrespect to, Texas Tech players, no disrespect to the Virginia players, but the most talented guys in college basketball, they're all going to be sitting at home watching this game.
Man, and you know, as tough as that is to say, I agree with you, man, because Virginia is just a team for me. Being an ACC guy, being a North Carolina got ousted early. Duke's no longer there. The other team in the ACC that people really look to, of course, you have Zion there, Zion Williams in there. And you're like, Virginia got to the championship? They're exactly. Like, again, they're a good basketball team. And this is why I laugh, because while most of the best basketball players won't be on the floor, you're still looking at two of the better teams through this tournament. Virginia just found a way to get it done. It's not pretty, man. They don't wow me on the offensive end. They don't wow me on the defensive end. But they control tempo so well on both sides. You look at Texas Tech, as I just stated, they do the little things. They rebound. They play defense. They turn you over. They can score fast. I don't even know where I'll fall in this, but you look at a team like Virginia and their roll through the close calls, just finding a way to win, you almost feel like Virginia's gonna.
That's what I think. That's what
I'm going with Texas Tech, man. I'm going with Texas Tech. So it sounds like you're going Virginia. I'm going Texas Tech because to me, it's the pick that, at least in my mind, they're not the number one seed. They did what they had to do to get here, and I think they're going to continue to do so. But we'll see. I'm going Texas Tech.
I think Virginia, because now they're battle tested. Texas Tech is battle tested right. too, but Virginia, let's just be honest, they are really battle tested because they went through a pretty tough ACC. We know that the ACC overall is not the best college basketball, at least in my opinion. They're not the best division over from top to bottom. I think that's the SEC top to bottom. But the ACC was very top heavy with teams, like you said, with Duke, with North Carolina. And then Virginia has been flirting or been number either flirting with number one or been number one in the country for most of the season.
Right.
So we've seen them battle tested. And a team that can find a way to win tough games is usually a team that's very, very dangerous. There's usually a team you don't want to play at all because they have the ability to pull it out. No top-notch athlete on Virginia. Nobody that I look at that says, hey, if this guy comes out this year, he's going to be a lottery pick. They don't have a guy like that, in my opinion. I just think Virginia's going to be Texas Tech.
It's going to be interesting, man. I'm going Texas Tech, but public service announcement to the Texas Tech fans, do not go turning over cars and do not go burning any more scooters, man. What's going on with these fans, man?
Well, no. How are they going to do that when they're going to take a loss? It's tough to turn over a vehicle when you're losing. It's tough. It's tough to do that. Here's the crazy part. I thought Virginia would be the first number one seed to be eliminated this year.
I remember you saying that, man.
Now I'm riding with them. It feels strange because I don't like Virginia. But I don't see Texas Tech beating these guys tonight. I don't.